Well, the next step on the playoff rung for the Saints brings them back to U.S. Bank Stadium here in Minneapolis, where New Orleans will take on Minnesota in an NFC divisional playoff game. Welcome to the New Orleans Saints pregame report here on Facebook Live. I'm John DeShazia, joined by Saints legend Jabari Greer.
Legend?
Quarterback, Saints legend.
Oh, all right, I'll take that.
Quarterback Jabari Greer. And the Saints hope to not have their season end here today. Now, they've been here before already. September 11th, they played the season opener on Monday Night Football, lost that game 29-19, and they went 1-for-5 in the red zone in that game. So that was one of the huge detriments for the Saints. But Jabari, how have the Saints changed since that game?
Well, I think they've done a great job of incorporating the two-headed monster in the backfield, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. I think they've done a great job of creating a package in which they're splitting them out. They're actually creating one-on-one matchups with the linebacker and then using Mark Ingram to solidify a lot of the power running game. So besides that, the way that the defense is playing has been outstanding. They've been solidified on the corners. The young guys, Lattimore and Crawley, have more than stepped up to the call and been productive playmakers for the defense. I think that I love the way Marcus Williams is getting these guys in the back end. Keep in mind, he's a rookie now. Mm-hmm. So to have the kind of conversations and the type of poise that he's having on the back end speaks volumes to the type of leadership that they have in the back end now, even though they're young guys.
Now, you mentioned that Saints defense. We also got to talk about that Minnesota defense. Number one in the league in yards allowed per game. That's 275.8, I think. Number one in scoring defense, 15.8. Number one in third down defense.
Number 20, one in everything.
Number one in everything. So how do the Saints attack that defense?
Well, I think that you have to be able to create some momentum in the middle. You have great guys on the edge with Barr and the other defensive end. So you have to be able to spread them out, maybe drop Drew back and let him step in that pocket and throw to those that tight end, maybe Hill. You get guys like that. Also, you want to make sure that if you can stay away from Xavier Rhodes, that'd be a great thing for the New Orleans Saints offense, because he is an all-world, probably one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL right now. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he has great hands and great feet. He has all the makers of an all-pro cornerback. So I think that they have to be able to target the other side, and if they can do that successfully, they'll be okay.
But how do you stay away from him if he's going to shadow Michael Thomas?
Well, then you have to keep in mind, if they do that, then Ted Ginn can potentially have a big day. We saw that last week. He was an incredible threat over the middle. Ted Ginn is having a New Orleans resurgence in the tricentennial year of New Orleans. So I think that to be able to expose the matchup, if they're going to have him travel, then Ted Ginn is going to be a huge part of this offense today.
Does this offense look a lot cleaner from the standpoint of they don't have to really dole out the running back possessions between, you know, Adrian Peterson and Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara? These guys' roles seem to be a lot more clearly defined now.
It is. And, John, it's weird to be able to say it was a blessing in disguise to get rid or to trade a future Hall of Famer. But the truth is that for them to be able to grow, to have the growth that they've had, they've really had to solidify the backfield position. So defining Alvin Kamara's role, defining Mark Ingram's role and his growth, you got to keep in mind that Mark Ingram is continuing to grow and he's becoming a better running back every single year. So they had to have their role defined and the offense focus on what they do best. And now we see the result of this offense taking off.
As a cornerback, how much would you have liked to see a quarterback making his first NFL playoff start, a guy like Case Keenum, even though he had a phenomenal regular season, but he doesn't have that seasoning in the playoffs?
I would have loved it, man. Mouth would have been salivating, hands would have been rubbing together. It's something that you know that there will be an opportunity. It might not be in the first quarter, John. It might not be in the second quarter. But sometimes this game, he is going to make a young mistake because the atmosphere is going to be electrifying. Those emotions are going to be up going 100 miles an hour. And he's going to put the ball maybe in the wrong position. So as a seasoned corner or as a seasoned safety, you have to be willing to bide your time until the opportunity comes.
Now, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback Ken Crawley, how big a job do they have to do against Stephon Diggs as well as Adam Thielen today?
Well, they do. Adam Thielen is a great receiver in the way that he can make every route look like every other route. Everything looks the same, and that is the most difficult thing for a cornerback when your out route looks the same as your slant. So he does a great job of not tipping off the route that he's running. But Stephon Diggs is a guy that has amazing cut in and out of his breaks. He has a great first step. So I think that with these corners, they have to make sure that they're not over-committing, that they're patient, that they're not trying to make a play, but they allow, through their technique, the play to come to them.
You know, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little
bit.
Put
me on the spot, brother.
Which Saint needs to have a big game today? I heard you mention Ted Ginn earlier because of what Xavier Rhodes might do with Michael Thomas. Would he be a guy that we might have to look at and say, okay, he's a guy who's going to have to kind of load this thing on his back a little bit?
As a Saint, you mean?
Yeah, just as a Saint. Any Saint.
Oh, well, I think Alvin Kamara has to have a big game because it seems as if when he is going, then there's a different type of atmosphere on the sideline. You know, he's an electric player, but I think more than anything, with the way that he is able to galvanize the team, because we know Drew's going to make his plays. We know Mark's going to break a couple of them. But it seems that when Alvin Kamara is catching those balls out of the backfield, when he's breaking those 19, 20-yard runs, it does something for the sideline. It brings some type of juju juice to these guys in the New Orleans Saints sideline. So I think that more than anything, obviously we can get first downs, we can get big plays, but it's something that the Saints need momentum, and I think that Alvin Kamara provides momentum for them when he's going.
Well, folks, the Saints are looking to take another step toward the NFC Championship game, hopefully in Philadelphia on next weekend. That would be next Sunday. But for today, this game, this Sunday, 3:40 p.m. kickoff, WVUE locally on Fox TV. Also, check us out on Facebook as well as NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer here with Saints legend cornerback Jabari Greer, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys post-game, myself and Daniel Salerson, as well as throughout the week for more Saints coverage. From today, U.S. Bank Stadium, go Saints, let's get a win.
Who that?
Who that?
Who that?